Wake Me Up is made possible thanks to the generous help of our advertisers and premium supporters. If you'd like to support Wake Me Up, listen ad-free, and get access to the entire catalog plus bonus episodes, then follow the link in the show notes to sign up for Wake Me Up Premium. Now, before our episode begins, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, and welcome back to Wake Me Up. I'm your host, Tyler, as always, and I'm thrilled that you're here today. This week, we're going to talk about being an observer of the mind. In this episode, we'll dive into a beautiful story way back in the time where mindfulness and meditation were just beginning. And we'll also talk about ways that you can disengage from your thoughts and all of those stories that your mind tells you. And through this, you'll find that you'll have less stress and more peace. Now, real quick, before we get started, if you're looking for more ways to nurture your relationship with your mind and improve your attention, then you'll definitely benefit from my new focus course. This course features 2 weeks of meditation practice that will strengthen your attention skills, and it will encourage your commitment to connecting with your mind every day. Showing up and doing a little bit of meditation every day is really one of the most beneficial things you can do in your entire life. It's something that I have found huge gains from personally. And so if that's something you're interested in, you can find a link to sign up in the episode notes and get started today. Now, let's take one moment just to pause before we really dive into this episode. And envision yourself going through this day with a calm, clear, objective mind. Not being upset by bothersome thoughts or internal criticism. Simply going through the day as it is, taking each step as it comes. Now, take one deep breath in, fill all the way up, hold at the top, and then exhale, release. Wonderful. Now, feel free to go about your morning routine. Make your coffee, have a stretch, or go for a walk. Whatever it is that you like to do. And while you're doing that, I'm going to tell you the story of Bodhidharma. He was a Buddhist monk who lived during the 5th or 6th century, and he brought Buddhism from India to China in a path that became known as Zen Buddhism. And when he reached China, the emperor asked for Bodhidharma's help with his own mind's suffering. So Bodhidharma told him to come visit at 4 in the morning and to be sure to bring his mind with him. The emperor was a little confused by that. What did he even mean to bring my mind with me? But nonetheless, he trusted that there must be value in what Bodhidharma had to show him. So he showed up at 4 in the morning, and Bodhidharma asked if the emperor had brought his mind along. Highlighting his confusion at the question, the emperor said that he is physically here and his mind lies within him. So his mind was here too. Bodhidharma nodded and told the emperor to close his eyes and find where his mind is. The emperor followed these instructions. He closed his eyes, focused, and began to search for his mind. But the problem was, the longer and the harder he tried to find it, the more unable he was to do so. He just couldn't locate where his mind was. And so with Bodhidharma's help, he concluded that the mind must be an activity rather than something that can be found. The mind is a series of thoughts that arises in a conscious being. And just like you can choose not to do an activity, you can choose not to engage the mind. The emperor bowed to Bodhidharma, who then told him that when he feels a mental disturbance, to look within. And when he does this, he will only find himself. That is, the source of all suffering is from one's own mind. And so, by quieting the mind, distancing oneself from it, one can find distance from the sufferings of life. Instead of staying in the cycle of suffering, you can look within yourself for something different, for wisdom, for clarity, and for a new sense of self that isn't defined by the mind's chatter. As Bodhidharma says, when you are awakened to this true understanding of your mind and yourself, you will be set free. There is so much we can learn from the story of Bodhidharma. In the moments when you're emotionally suffering, notice if you're identifying with your mind. Notice what the mind is telling you, and if it's becoming entangled with your own identity. If you're believing what the mind has to say, then observe that. It may come as a surprise to you that often all it takes to find a bit of relief is the observation of suffering rather than finding a solution to it. Simply recognizing that we're angry, upset, sad, or frustrated because of a story we've created in our own thoughts, that can be all the relief you really need to feel. When you step back from your mind, you are reminded that you are separate from it and all of the stories and narratives that it tells you. Many assume that sitting with the mind is torturous, but that is simply not true. The torture comes from constantly believing everything that the mind has to say. You can listen and observe without believing. And this is where your freedom lies. So take some time today to observe yourself, to observe all of those thoughts and ideas and stories that come up in your mind, and decide whether you want your rambling mind to define you and tell the story of your life, or whether you'd like to take that power back into your own conscious hands. By taking a little step back from your own thoughts, you can take a major step forward in the path of your own life. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining me here. Tomorrow, we'll be back for a meditation in which I'll teach you a classic meditation technique. It's going to help you do exactly what we've talked about in this episode. So I hope to see you there. And until then, go out and have a fantastic day.